Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in about 30 minutes, Representative Marsha Blackburn is scheduled to be joining us. She's fighting the TSA in a big way. Glad to see that she's doing that. Wish Ron Paul introduced some legislation like that. But he is trying to get legislation introduced to audit the Fed. That's moving to the House floor right now, so I guess many hands make light work. The last caller was asking, what will the shot be heard around the world? It will be, as things collapse, if the police and military get caught on tape, really engage in a massacre like Waco or something, that and that woke a lot of people up back in 93 and got a lot of the modern patriot movement set up that is the only opposition to the globalists right now. So that could be a shot heard around the world. Also, there's more of a velvet revolution of ideas as people just stop complying and as people recognize and withdraw their consent from the system. No amount of airplanes and drones and black uniforms are going to make people, you know, identify with it anymore. That's why in every movie, shows, dramas, America's Got Talent, NFL games, it's all fake patriotism, but packaging tyranny as if it's the patriotism. That's not going to work anymore. The system, though, doesn't want a upfront physical confrontation where they don't have the moral high ground. That's why they will start riots or create atmospheres politically that will induce riots so the system can come in as the good guys and restore order and then basically never leave and then start the political persecution. Well, you saw the collapse and the riots. We can't have people criticizing the government. They're trying to bring prosperity back. Why, look at all the government's doing to help us. This is all going to be rolled out with layers of brainwashing and sickening, you know, garbage attached to it. But it doesn't matter. 9% approval rating for Congress. People don't buy any of it anymore. Now we've just got to get people moving forward. But the shot heard around the world will be gun confiscation if they try it. You see, the crooks have seized control of the system, and they're in command, but not everybody's following orders. And so there's this paradox of incredible tyranny and surveillance and torture teams and all of this set up, and armored vehicles and, you know, helicopters with nerve gas mounted to the bottom waiting in each U.S. city. Sunshine Project reported on that over a decade ago. But separately, there's people waking up, there's gun owners, there's millions of guns being sold. I mean, you know what millions of riflemen can do? I don't care how much fancy stuff you've got. So it's all a psyop. And so the globalists are busy because they're in control of the war chest, they're in control of the money, stealing everything they can, wrecking whatever they can, putting in regulations to shut down stuff they don't own as fast as they can, while wasting as much money as they can and creating as much dependency as they can. Imagine if you were evil and you didn't follow any rules. What would you do? You'd undermine society. You'd break down the family. You'd deindustrialize. You'd pose as the savior, though, so people were dependent on you. And that's what they do. They take every trick learned in history, and they write publications admitting, they call it the final revolution, of how to totally dumb down and take control of society. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Holly, and then we're going to go to David, Kevin, Ed, Matt, and others. And I'm going to try to just go to you, make your comment, ask your question. I'm going to try to shut up and just move to the next person. Because I really have a deep desire just to take calls. But then the questions are all very serious and very important. And I don't know how to respond to it. Because if you respond in a long treatise, the information's lost. So the real sweet spot that's got to be hit is condensing down the essence of it in easily to understand and pass on nuggets. All right, we'll be back with your phone call straight ahead. We have several guests joining us today. Rosa Corey and Representative Marsha Blackburn. Stay with us.
Say. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are taking your calls right now on whatever subject you're calling about. I love the different angles and directions you take us in. A fellow was asking us earlier, what's the shot heard around the world going to be for physical confrontation? Most revolutions are intellectual. How about we just withdraw our consent and stop complying with unconstitutional garbage? You know, the head of the DNC, a political crime network, engaged in every crime you can imagine, shipping guns to Mexico, giving billions to their buddies in fake energy companies, engaged in just all sorts of bizarre behavior, tells us we're not paying our fair share and that it's a tax to insurance companies. It's just time to stop complying. More and more, you're illegitimate, you're crooks. It's time to have disdain and mistrust and hatred for government that they've taught us is evil. Well, if you think disliking government is bad, then you're not an American. You don't know what's in the Declaration of Independence. You don't know what's in the Constitution. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, coming up, she's got legislation introduced, Representative Marsha Blackburn, to make the TSA admit they're not, quote, sworn peace officers, that they now call law enforcement, and to do some other things. She's going to be joining us, then Rosa Corey is going to be getting into the Post-Sustainability Institute and the latest nightmares of Agenda 21, including going after people's farms and ranches with spy overflights by drones and fixed-wing aircraft, all of it. That's coming up as well. But let's go to your calls. Holly in Colorado. Holly, how are those fires there?
They're better. We've had a lot of help from all across the country. We're very thankful for it. We're just still praying for the people who've lost their houses, but we're definitely very lucky that we've got the Northern Colorado fire 100% contained. I think the last update was on that.
And you know what FEMA does, though? They come show up and then slow down the process like they did outside Austin last year in Bastrop. They come in, slow down the whole process, and then grandstand and say that they did it all.
I definitely agree with you, Alex. You say things all the time that definitely intrigue me. You've helped broaden my awareness and consciousness. A friend of mine out here in Colorado, we're trying to get together a group. We've put together a Twitter page, Consciousness Colorado, or at Awaken 5280, and we're just trying to basically spread the word. We're definitely, you know, not the ones that are bringing all this information to the light. People like you and David Icke and many of these documentaries that we all watch and share, Ethos and the corporation, definitely are the sources of information that help us awaken, and we are out here trying to spread it in Colorado.
Well, great job. You know, I threw a curveball at you about the fires, that fires out west all over the place. You got in the east, obviously, devastating power outages and government waddling around pointing guns at people, posing as a savior and demanding the utility companies, you know, get things back on quicker when the government can't do anything but steal money and, again, swagger around. What did you originally call in about today?
Well, I just called to basically thank you. I'm really excited, first-time caller. But I also was very interested in one of the topics that you covered. I believe it was last week on the smart meters and dirty electricity. And I'm just hoping that maybe you retouch that topic in a future show, because there is a lot of people that don't really understand what these smart meters and the potential harm to us from the dirty electricity, you know.
I agree with you. It's a big deal, not to mention all the surveillance that the smart meters are engaged in illegally. Thank you so much, Holly. Be safe out there in Colorado. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Kevin in Banff, Alberta, Canada. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Good. I just wanted to make a comment about the healthcare system up here and how flawed it can be. I have a bit of a knee problem. Did a lot of research online, couldn't really get much info, so I went to go see the doc, sat down, and he said to Google it. That was his diagnosis there. So just an example of the level of healthcare.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, people don't understand. We're going to get the type of free health care they get in England, which stand in line for a couple of years if you're lucky, or go in with strep throat and they give you a bottle of aspirin. I mean, people are really going to love the new thing. It's going to be wonderful. They're going to water it down, destroy our health care, and charge us more and have the IRS administer it. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, all the good doctors went down to the States because they can actually earn a living down there, and I guess that will be changing now as the Obamacare has been pushed through. So, yeah, just a little insight.
Well, that's what the New World Order is about. They say people hate us. We wreck things, but they say it's finally going to be great when no one can run. Again, these are people that make you be under them. These are people that you never invite over to dinner, people you never want to be around, but they want to run your life. Now the Census Bureau goes out every year. The law says it's every 10 to ask how many people live here for apportionment of the legislature, to see how many House members you get. But no, it's what stocks and bonds do you have? What firearms do you have? And now it's going to be monthly censuses. And again, oh my gosh, a government person's at my door. I better grovel and answer all their questions. I tell them to go jump in the lake and slam the door in their face. I take their envelopes and throw them in the trash. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's they were coming around like Gestapo. It was ridiculous. Both myself and my neighbor wanted to opt out of the census, and this guy came down probably, I would say, 25 times in a month. Like, he would hang outside the house, watch for us when we were leaving, kind of see where we're coming out of. And, you know, I go talk to the guy eventually, and he's just completely ignorant on the whole issue. Like, he has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, well, you know what I say? I say, shut up, scum. And I've done it. And back when people could get to my house, you could walk over the door. You can't now. Because I live back in the woods, I go right up and say, what are you doing? The guy had zits all over his face and a plastic badge, and he said, you're not filling out the form. And I said, yeah, it's criminal. He goes, you'll be arrested. And I go get the cops then. And he started bowing up, and I said, listen, get off my porch right now, punk. Get out of here. I don't care if the criminals that run you told you that you can do this. This is back in 2000. I slammed the door in his face. I even shot video of it. I don't know where the video is at. I never used it. But the point is, my wife, she's my girlfriend at the time, she said it sounded so vicious. But probably shouldn't put it on air. But, you know, I mean, and by the way, then I walked out a few minutes later. He was parked in the middle of the residential street, 3 feet off the curb, blocking the road like he was God, just waddling. And that's what TSA is. You see, at least with the police, there's some history of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, some training. They've tried to phase it out, but there's still all these court cases with an old agency that they can't do all these things. But see, a new agency, they can say, oh, well, we're new. But just to be clear, you went to get your knee diagnosed, and they just said, just Google it. Google is now your doctor in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I said, you know, should I try some glucosamine sulfate, you know, a few things like the Dr. Wallach products, and you know, I just threw out the names. I wasn't throwing out the company. But he said, yeah, I just kind of shrugged it off and said, well, you know, you could probably just Google it. There's some really good information out there. And I just laughed in his face. And I just walked out the door and, you know, ordered some OsteoFX. So,
God bless you. Sir, I appreciate you calling. Listen. People are so dumb. They won't even notice everything gets screwed up. And this is just the beginning of bankrupting healthcare. This is just the beginning of bankrupting America. It's a slow, loving process as they strangle us. Okay? It's all designed. People are like, California's plunging faster after the 20% carbon tax was put in. Of course. Didn't government know it would make the economy go down? Of course they knew. Of course they knew. That's the whole point. Bankrupt you, drive you into submission, then only the globalists who are exempt from all their own laws can operate. This is very elementary. Very elementary. And it's like a bad dream. Just wake up to it and say no. A lot of people say, man, this show is so radical. No. We've put up with radical tyranny to the point of it's cartoon-like now. What's radical is how servile people have gotten. Ed in Tennessee, he's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Ed, welcome.
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, look, I got to thank you and George Norrie for getting me awake here about 5 years ago. But my prime reason for calling in, and I sent an email to you last week when I got it, but it's okay. This is Romney about from Freedom Outpost. Romney, I do not need approval or special authorization for military force. In an interview with Bob Schaefer on Face the Nation, Mitt Romney declares that he would do exactly what Barack Obama has done and use military force, not in defense of our nation, but in a preemptive strike against Iran without congressional approval. He says, this is just for a second here, I can assure you if I'm president, the Iranians will have no question that I will be willing to take military action if necessary to prevent them from becoming a nuclear threat to the world.
No, we played the clip. That was a few weeks ago. And, of course, look, it's not that, wow, he's a lot like Obama. Isn't that funny? That's because they're puppets. And whatever the globalist policy is, they're going to follow. Just like Roberts, you know, ruling that you can pay private banks and insurance companies a tax and that the IRS will enforce it if you don't. People are like, well, why did Roberts do that? Because that's what the ruling system wants. That's what the criminals want. And, you know, all these male cheerleader presidents and all these Obama Harvard lawyers and all. I mean, of course you're going to get the same thing. Of course he says he supports the NDAA. Of course he supported abortion and all this in the past. And watch, you'll get rhetoric that's anti-abortion out of Romney if he gets in, but you're not going to see it repealed because they want dead babies. The rulers, the owners of this country that took it over through fraud, any minion they let in is going to do exactly what they want. Your comment on that?
Oh, I'm in full agreement with you. I mean, there's so much scum and so much evil coming in at us that it's almost frightening. You know? I mean, I look around and I'm like, okay, what are they going to drop on us now? I mean, my little quick rant is we need to get Ron Paul back in this game. I mean, he's the only one. I mean, everybody says he can't win. Well, people would stop saying that crap and say he can win and get behind him.
No, I hear you. Listen. Ron Paul, though, did his job. He got the word out about the New World Order. The rest is up to us. This is a long fight.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
If you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, you'll see a poster that says the war on prosperity is calling you, and it's got hundreds of Agent Smiths, stacked up there, and it says enlist in the IRS, besides no one else is hiring. And again, it shows Agent Smith stacked up to go after everybody. Actually, that's posted in the article by Kurt Nemo. I thought it was on the front page. Thousands of new IRS agents to be hired to enforce Obamacare. And that's on top of the 8,000 they already hired to enforce it. It's another 6,500 just to enforce this. And there's no judge, jury. They just take it out of your bank account or take it out of your paycheck. Who needs due process when you've got tyranny? So important article up there, sending out swarms of agents to eat out our substance. Let's go to David in California. You're on the air, David. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Just can't wait till the full implementation of the socialist health care is upon us. That's just going to be so wonderful.
Yeah, remember all the Obama supporters when he was president-elect going, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to get a free house now, a free car. And Obama's like, yes, you are. Yes, yes. Yes, government is going to make NAFTA and GATT was going to be good, too. I mean, they're really going to fix everything. Because after all, the recession ended 3 years ago.
Oh, of course. That's why everything is so hunky-dory now. And I love the clip you played, Alex. It's just wool and sheep's clothing. How they, it's like how they sell us democracy over the Republican. They say democracy is what we are, democracy is what you want, and then when that fails, you can blame the Republic, just like you can blame capitalism when you cover, when you pour socialism all like a creamy topping all over your capitalism, and so they say, look how nasty this tastes, look how gross your capitalism is. We're going to give
well, it's worse than that. I mean, they create a mafia crony monopoly system, and then tell us it's capitalism.
I interchange fascism, predatory totalitarianism, as Lord Monckton called it.
No, it is. It's predatory totalitarianism. And I always get these political scientists send me emails and comments, and they say, you keep calling them fascist, communist, socialist. Look, folks, it's all different window dressing on the same thing. Totalitarian, authoritarian, control freak, kleptocracy, chicken neck, scumbag, criminal, control freak. Look, everybody that's into power and control is not cool. They're not happy people. They're not, have been around them. They're not happy people. They're grasping weirdos that love to ruin people's lives. It's like the Wicked Witch, you know, from Sleeping Beauty. She's not invited to the party, so she ruins everything. That's who they are. That's what they like to do. They are murderous filth. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's true. They're rapists who can't get a date, and that's why. And anyway, the main reason I'm calling is to talk, actually not to you, but to your listeners. The best way, if you were to ask me, the best way to pull out of this system, this socialist health care, this gravy train, is to watch what you eat. They want to poison you. Everything you put in your body, if you're not...
I agree. Get healthy. Don't, you know... fix your families, don't watch as much television, and also resist them, criticize them, speak out against them. We posted yesterday, in fact, I'm going to have it reposted as the top story, next wave of Obama dictator contest that ends this Friday. $10,000, folks. Go print the flyers from the Obama dictator contest. It's a green link. Top of Infowars.com, hang them in legal and lawful areas, videotape it, upload it. You could win $10,000. You've got four more days to do it. Okay? Get involved. Get aggressive. Because it shows the power of the people taking action. Great point, though. Get healthy. I've been trying to do that. I jogged and swam this morning. Anything else, sir?
No. Let's just take our country back right now, Alex.
Absolutely. I mean, the most important thing is just start going to city council. Start letting them know that they're servants, not your masters. Start talking about the Federal Reserve. Start talking about how this is a banker dictatorship. Start talking about the real issues. And when they laugh, say, I know that's a canned response that's meant to make me feel powerless and meant to make other people here turn against fellow citizens. But we know you're the problem. We see through your psyop. Bring them to justice. They are the enemy. Now, there are some people in government that are waking up in their constitutional duty. There are a lot of good police, a lot of good military, and a lot of good city council, county commissioner types. But we all know the types I'm talking about. The people that think they're God. The people that laugh at their constituents. The people that want more government. The people that want to arm to the teeth against the citizens. We all know who the redcoats of the 21st century are. So we'll do what our forebears did for 15 years before 1776. We are going to identify them, we're going to call them out, and we're going to separate in the minds of the people the good from the bad. Evil from good. We're doing it right now. It's InfoWar. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, going out on XM Channel 166, simulcasting on over 115 AM and FM affiliates and streaming audio and podcasts, but also the live feeds at InfoWars.com, video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Rand Paul, Senator from Kentucky, has introduced legislation to try to privatize the TSA and to restrict some of their activities. And we've seen other legislation introduced to try to rein them in at the state level. But Texas last year unanimously in the House voted to enforce existing laws with groping. The TSA goes in the pants. Evidence by Captain Kirk having to say, "Scotty, zip me up," last week whenever they pulled his pants down at LAX. This goes on all the time. It's all part of the humiliation. But there's new legislation introduced by Representative Marsha Blackburn, and we're getting her on the line right now. Her assistant just called in, or the press secretary, and she has introduced legislation that we want to tell you about, H.R. 3608, that will make them stop calling themselves officers. And I happen to have a news article here where exactly that has happened. TSA worker arrested for sexual assault. We see this all the time. That was WJLA television. And what they do is they tell women, they pull people over and stuff, and they tell them that they are sworn police officers. They tell people that that they're operating in that capacity, and they're not sworn, they're not bonded, they're not any of that. Look, the feds can't randomly pull you over and stick their hands down your pants. The FBI agent can't. They were always taught that. Local police can't do that unless they think you've stuck drugs or a gun in there in an emergency situation. When you go to the jail, they've got to have somebody the same sex search you. But now it's just done at the airport. They're raping people. They're caught in pedophilia, defrocked priest as the head TSA guy in Philadelphia. This is what's happening. It's very scary. And now Congress, Senator Paul is talking about doing something, but we see Representative Marsha Blackburn, hailing from the great state of Tennessee, she is taking action as well and has introduced H.R. 3608, and she joins us now. Congresswoman, thank you so much for spending time with us.
It is so good to be with you. Thanks for having me on to talk about my bill.
Tell us about your awakening to the TSA and what your bill does, and then let's get into some of the overall horror stories that you've investigated with this group.
Yes, my bill actually is an outgrowth of complaints that we were receiving from our constituents. You know, people would go to the airport, they would go through this issue with TSA. TSA would be unprofessional many times, and let me say right here, there are a lot of good people that work with the TSA. We know and understand and appreciate that, but we also know that there are individuals who are not qualified to work with the TSA who are unprofessional in their conduct. But the long story short for me was constituents, maybe those who had suffered from different surgeries or had implants of different types or small children or grandmothers, would talk about the very brusque treatment that they thought was just really uncalled for. And so they would come to us with these complaints. I would sit down many times with TSA in Washington and just found that I was getting unsatisfactory answers to the questions that I was asking. And so my staff and I started looking at what was going on with the TSA. And there were a couple of things that we discovered. Number one was that through the rulemaking process, not through legislation, but through the rulemaking process, the TSA had gone about and administratively reclassified their airport security screeners, which are the people who are to be there to assist the traveling public. Now, that's how they're defined in the legislation that was passed that stood up the TSA, airport security screeners, and there is a customer service agent to assist the traveling public. What TSA did was to administratively reclassify them. They started this process in 2005, and through the rulemaking, they took TSA customer service reps out of their customer service uniforms, which had, you know, the work shirt or golf shirt with the khaki pants and it had a TSA patch on it. Well, they removed them from those uniforms and they put them in federal law enforcement type uniforms, which is what you see them in today, which is the dark blue trousers, the blue shirt, and they wear a metal badge. And Congress did not give them the authority to do this. They did this on their own through the rulemaking. So what we thought was, let's get them out of these uniforms and return them from being called transportation security officer, again, a title that they gave themselves. They deemed themselves this title. And let's return them to being customer service reps and called airport security screeners and return them to their original uniforms. Because, you know, what we are seeing is that they exercise this overreach in authority, and they are causing hardship for taxpayers who are paying their salary. Now, a couple of other things we found as we were about this investigation was that they have gone to a system of giving awards and advancements, and you'll notice they're wearing epaulets on their shoulders now. If they have one stripe on their epaulet, that means they're an officer. Two stripes means they're a team leader, and three means they're a supervisor. So when you ask someone from TSA what constitutes being called officer, and I bet, Alex, you know that there are people that become police officers, and when you use the term officer in referring to them, that means that they have a certain amount of training and command a certain amount of respect, doesn't it?
Yes.
And what we found out was where what TSA is doing is they only have about 80 hours of training, and then they are allowed to be called officer and wear this uniform. Now, let's say if you wanted to go down to the Nashville Police Department and apply to be a police officer, there are a couple of things you would need to do. One, you would need to meet certain requirements for making that application. They have educational requirements, work requirements. They do a due diligence check on you to be certain that you don't have a criminal past, that there are not components in there that would make you a less than desirable employee. Well, we found out that TSA is not conducting a lot of due diligence because they have many individuals that have committed crimes. Some of them have committed those crimes while they are on duty or while they're wearing their taxpayer-paid-for government-issued uniform. And we did a report. It's called Not On My Watch. It's available at my website, blackburn.house.gov, or at Facebook, Marsha Blackburn, or Twitter is at Marsha Blackburn. And this report details 50 of the crimes and TSA officers who have been arrested for these crimes. You've got sex, you've got murder, you've got pornography, you've got impersonating a federal officer, there's just a variety of crimes that are there.
Well, Congresswoman, I mean, sure. I'm a news hound. I probably see every month 30 or 40 of them arrested. So you're being conservative when you show only 50 of the cases of child pornography, raping people, stealing. I saw a report out of New York Daily News a few months ago where they have over 250 things stolen by the TSA every week at JFK. I myself had a gift to one of my daughters when this is about 7 years ago. She was only a few months old. A rattle teething ring stolen. They unpacked the little package from Tiffany's and stole it. So when you say 50 things that you chronicle, that is literally the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you're exactly right. And what we did was just get into 50 of the crime. And we were astounded with what we found. And you know what is so interesting is since we did that report and made it public and filed our legislation, which is called the STRIP Act, Stop TSA's Reach In Policy. And since we did that, we are hearing from people all over the country about issues and problems and the TSA not following up with them. It's some of the things are appalling, and the manner and the way in which they are treating some of our citizens is absolutely appalling, completely uncalled for. So, you know, we're continuing to push through on our legislation. I think we're up over 150 co-sponsors on it now. We have bipartisan agreement and support in Congress that something needs to be done to rein in the TSA. And, you know, one of the things we found that seems to exacerbate the issue with their overreaching their authority is this. They now have unionized these TSA so-called officers. And TSA officers, if you will, who are just to be airport security screeners. Bear in mind, not a lot of due diligence done on their hiring. Washington Reagan Airport, they advertise at discount gas stations in the area and it on top pizza boxes.
No, I know. Let me just stop you for a moment, Congresswoman, because obviously you're spearheading this. We want to commend you. The bill is H.R. 3608, and in the time we've got left, I want you to be able to cover other areas of this fight and how we get behind you to try to restore this big area of the Constitution that's being violated. But what about the mission creep, more like mission gallop, where right here where I live in Texas, I'm in Austin, but in Dallas, I told people this like a year ago. They didn't believe it. It's finally in the newspaper. I had family that saw it, but now in Houston, they set up warrantless checkpoints on highways and roads, bus stations, train terminals, and they go on buses and they pull cars over. Well, you know, in Tennessee 2 years ago, TSA, quote, inspectors, the Viper teams were out there and they were commanding a military and local police and the state police with highway checkpoints. So it's happened in your state. What about that? I mean, what about jurisdiction? Even if they were federal officers, since when are they running around out of their jurisdiction? So you got fake officers out of their jurisdiction.
That's right. See, TSA officers have no authority to arrest anybody. If they have a problem at all, they have to do what you and I do and call the police. And what we have seen, these are called the Viper keys that you're referencing, V-I-P-R. They're the Intermodal Preparedness Response Team. Now, these teams, as you said, have been on our highways. What we are trying to do is to return them to the airport to assist the traveling public as they go through the airport. The Strip Act does that because let me tell you something. There is no business. The TSA has no business being on our city buses, our subways, our trains, our highways. And, you know, when the FBI or the CIA gets a tip and that they're going to go about trying to stop terrorist attack or to interdict some kind of situation, they are working on actionable intelligence. The TSA just does their searches randomly. They can pull over anybody. They can stop anybody. They can randomly search anybody.
Because they say so, just like they made themselves,
right.
Just like they made themselves officers. I mean, Congress had to create the FBI. They had to go through an approval process. The states had to be created. They have constitutions under city and county charters. They're able under the law to hire people that are trained in the Constitution, due process bonded. And then now they just announce themselves God. Look, the only reason I raise this parallel, and I know there's some good people that work there, but that's like saying there's some good people in Nazi Germany. Hitler just created the brown shirts as well. Stalin did the same thing. All authoritarian systems seek to create a new type of goon force outside of the original military and police training system. And that's exactly what I see, Congresswoman, happening here.
Well, it has been of such concern to us. And that is why we continue to go after it. The TSA has no business doing anything but working as airport security screeners in our nation's airport and assisting the traveling public in that regard. And our goal is to get them out of these uniforms, to get them out of these shirts, to get them out of these badges, and to return them to doing that simple task of assistance. We are incredibly concerned with this overreach and this mission creep and the unionization and lack of regard for the traveling public. And, you know, we just, it's time to put a halt to it. My legislation is the very first step in getting that done.
Yes, ma'am. We've only got about 8 minutes left with you. You've again been gracious to give us this much time. We just want to commend you. We know Tennessee is proud to have somebody up there that will actually stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That is such a rarity these days. I mean, think of how far the TSA has already, you know, gone. Now I'm sure you know that first they were like, we're going to make dock workers go through us to get a job. And then now we're going to make, I'm sure you saw in New Mexico last year, a judge ruled the TSA had to train the public schools on their security. So it's okay if they come train you. Now you can violate people's rights and put your hand down somebody's pants. William Shatner had his pants pulled down last week. I am afraid to fly with my wife and children just because my daughters and my son have been taught, don't let somebody touch you. And they've had top psychologists come out and say, this is training children so that people like Jerry Sandusky can have their way with them. I mean, how do I, you know, teach my children stranger danger, don't let somebody touch you, but now accept these people?
Well, this is one of the reasons we want to put a stop to this. You know, the TSA, bear in mind, the TSA has not captured one terrorist. They have not led to the arrest or capture of one terrorist. And this overreach, all of these machinations that they're going through at the airport, this is also uncalled for. So, you know, we do appreciate the help of people who are going to work with us to get this reined back in. It is, it's just something that we've got to do. It's the step we've got to take before this gets any further out of control.
You're right. I want to get into the lying here because you're up on all of this, but for some of the new listeners, they said 3 years ago, we're not groping children, even though we had hundreds of videos of them even pulling children's pants off and their shirts off, 2-3-year-olds taking babies' diapers off. Then it happened to one of my employees, the Drudge Report linked to it, and it ended up being a national story that became the biggest story in the country for about 3 months. As the TSA started saying, we don't do that, then they said, well, now we're going to stop under 12. Courthouses were doing it in Colorado and Florida until people pointed out it was illegal to do that to under 18-year-olds, so they had to stop. They also had the naked body scanners going in that it's been shown violate federal law here, but also in England. So it's all part of this lawless power grab. But then this year, they were stripping down women, 85, 90-year-old, 95-year-old women, taking them behind closed doors, making old people get out of wheelchairs that can't even walk, making other people help them, screaming at old people. Happened to my grandmother, who's almost 90, flying back from a wedding, screaming at her to move quicker, on crutches. I mean, it's like our induction into a prison or something, a slave training. But what about holding them accountable for the $40 billion that they estimate we lose a year in tourism, the State Department's having to run TV ads in Europe saying, come here, we're not a police state. Well, yes, we are. I mean, I'm ranting here, basically throwing ourselves, you know, on the mercy of Congress. But what about the lying? What about the culture of saying we don't strip search old ladies and then being caught, or we don't strip search children, or there's no radiation from the scanners and they get caught lying? How did the culture of this get so villainous?
I wish I had an answer for you, and I don't know. But I had a constituent yesterday that I thought summed it up pretty well. I was doing a listening session, and they came up to me after it was over, and they said, Marcia, I just got to tell you. They said, I feel like we're looking at a time when it is government run amok, when it is government run wild. And they talked about the TSA videos and these judicial conferences that are in elaborate locations. And they said, you know, I just want to see some government restraint. And another constituent had said, when is Congress going to put some mandates on these bureaucracies and agencies and require them to comply with the law and to act in a responsible manner under the law? And I thought, you know, that's a pretty good question, and it's a pretty good way of summing it up. And I think it is distressing to individuals to see their government and employees of the federal government conduct themselves in the manner that some, not all, but some of these TSA agents who probably, if a thorough background check were done, would not have been hired in the first place. I think it is just so demeaning to individuals to be treated in such a disrespectful manner by some of the TSA agents who raise their voices, who bark out orders, who act as if they're the authority because they're wearing a uniform and a badge. And with my children and grandchildren, I want them to understand that when someone has worked hard and wears a uniform, whether it's one of our men and women in military, whether it's a policeman, a fireman, a highway patrolman, that I want them to show appropriate respect for that individual. And it's, you know, when they are treated so disrespectfully by a TSA agent who should not be wearing that uniform in the first place, it gets to be pretty difficult to make that argument. So we're just going to keep plugging away at trying to move this legislation forward, build support for it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully be able to return them to working in the airports.
Yes, ma'am.
In a work shirt and trousers with a patch, and look at our traveling public and say, we are here to serve you. How may we assist?
Well, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. We need to support you and others, but there's also letters to the editor calling in to talk radio to criticize it, keep the issue on the front burner. And in Houston, people, they had lawyers get involved and others and point out this is unconstitutional to have anybody randomly searching people, so they had to pull out of Houston.
You're exactly right. And look, what we've got here, I call it the network of you, Alex, and I want people to get on their email list and contact their friends and neighbors and say, this is a great bill. Contact their network. Get people energized.
Exactly. Don't just say, oh, thank goodness that Congresswoman Blackburn is up there, or there's Ron Paul or Alex Jones or somebody, or Rand Paul. We need everybody to do a little bit together. Many hands make light work. Final question on another subject that just popped in my mind. What do you make of Attorney General Eric Holder in Fast and Furious and the fact that it's come out that they did perjure themselves and that they're now stopping protests against him in front of the White House? I mean, if he doesn't get in trouble for this, does this not really start discrediting the entire Justice Department who's now shielding him?
I think that with the contempt charges that we filed last week, both civilly and criminally, that it does point out that there are some serious problems with the Attorney General and with the conduct that has been exhibited through Fast and Furious. I think you're exactly right on that.
Are you, because you're up there, I know you voted for contempt, are you hearing any rumblings about bringing back what Congress had in the past and exercising the authority to clap him in irons?
We're going to let Chairman Issa, who has been handling this, proceed, and I understand that he's moving forward with hiring a counsel, and when we get back next week, I think the chairman will have an update with us on the progress that he's
making. Thank you. The word I'm getting, though, is that this is shaping up to be a Watergate.
I think that it may, and, you know, I'm going to show the chairman the respect that he has earned and let him be the one to say what's going to be coming next.
Sure, I understand. But obviously, do your constituents raise Fast and Furious to you?
Oh, yes. We talked about that and Solyndra and Planned Parenthood investigation yesterday when I was out with my constituents.
Oh, good. I want to have you back in the next month if you can do it, Congresswoman, to talk about that. That's something else you're doing that's very important. Godspeed. Blackburn.house.gov. Blackburn.house.gov. Thank you so much.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
There she goes. Man, that was a good interview. I like her. All right. We'll be right back with the next interview, another lady fighting for freedom.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.